It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings 2015 Nashville, Tennessee. We're at the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Juliana Crowder from A Girl and a Gun. Juliana, welcome.
Thank you.
We have big news because there are big events. Smith & Wesson is involved. Talk about Girl and a Gun.
It's huge. Smith & Wesson is our presenting sponsor for our national conference, and they have for the past 3 years. So next week is our third annual, and we have 250 women coming from across the country to take over 3 to 5 days of training with top instructors from around the country. And Smith has been an instrument in helping us put this event on.
Well, it is an exciting event. You and I talked about it at the IDPA Indoor Nationals. We have a crew from Shooting USA that's going to be there so that the audience can know exactly what it's about as these things get bigger. But, you know, talk a little bit about what people are going to get to do. There's some exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, these women are going to get to experience classes in competitive shooting, not only for pistol sports, but three-gun, which is real hot right now. If they're interested in the self-defense aspects, they'll have classes, everything from, you know, how to use and deploy out of their carry holsters or, you know, basic marksmanship skills into advanced shooting positions. They'll get lecture classes on reloading ammunition, how to build an AR from the ground up if they want to, you know, start working on their own guns. We have a chiropractor coming, and they're doing sessions on how to properly take care of your body and tape your body as an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing, you know, that rock tape and, you know, all that stuff. So not only are we doing, you know, those shooting disciplines, but we're really covering all aspects of what it means to be an athlete or a, you know, a well-educated consumer in this industry. It's really exciting.
It is. And it is one of those things that is wildly beneficial, because where else would you get all of that in the location? The location is special, too.
Yeah, we're just outside of Austin, Texas, in the beautiful hill country. So we have a fabulous retreat center that's hosting us and an amazing range that's just letting us utilize them. And I don't really think there is anything else in the country that is this diverse of training. You know, we have several wonderful opportunities where you can go and, you know, learn to be an outdoor woman and women on target. And, you know, those are fabulous programs that we've been able to, you know, kind of mentor from and go to the next level of. There's so many things that women want to learn, and they all don't want to be, you know, learning the same thing in the weekend. So they get a course catalog, and they actually get to pick their own sessions from 35, 40 different choices.
It's amazing. And the list of instructors is, it's a full page long, if not longer.
We have some of the top national instructors coming, and we have a lot of local talent in the Central Texas area. We have awesome, you know, competitive shooters, law enforcement coming out. So it is a well-rounded group of, you know, people teaching on all levels, you know, and it's anything from a novice shooter to an advanced shooter. So there's something for everybody.
Fantastic. Now, I hear tell also there may be a little bit of a helicopter situation happening.
Yes. We are so fortunate. Our range master, Jeremy Stillman, happens to have a little company called Heligunner, and they do aerial hog hunts and shooting things and, you know, night vision. You know, they just do stuff for fun, not only for the shooting industry, but, you know, helicopter tours, that kind of thing. So because he's our range master, we kind of have an in with that. So our ladies actually get to come in days early and schedule an aerial gunnery session where they can go shoot ARs on the property.
And out of a helicopter.
Out of a helicopter.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, no, our lady, and they're doing night vision classes, too, so you know, with the full-on, you know, gear and no, we're really lucky to have that kind of opportunity.
It's not very often that anybody gets the opportunity to shoot out of a helicopter, much less in this environment. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Like I said, Shooting USA is going to be there. The story will be covered on an upcoming episode later this summer. What do we have to look forward to going to the next level? Are there going to be other events, regional events, things like that?
Absolutely. We have so much stuff on the calendar. Actually, just a few weeks after National Conference, we have Three Gun University at the NRA Winnington Center, where it's an actual training match. So we have professional shooters coming in to coach, and then you shoot the stage for score.
Right.
So you get the education component and the competitive shooting component right there immediately. And, you know, to take that going forward into a regular match is, you know, and if you're a new shooter and you don't know what you're doing wrong, then you learn on the fly and you feel disappointed. So these ladies, again, intermediate, beginning shooters, They're going to get that coaching. They're going to get to shoot that match. They're going to, you know, get to win a prize. And we have our camaraderie. So we have that going on. And, you know, in the future to 2016, we have all kinds of retreat style events coming up, you know, from Survivor in the Everglades.
Wow.
We're going to go back to Florida and do some fun stuff there. We got, I'm thinking maybe a cruise coming.
Oh, cool.
You know, just a fun social
Always
event.
Always fun, relaxing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But we have invitations from facilities all over the country to, you know, come out there and learn some skill sets. I had the bright idea this morning. How about a armorer's course?
Very cool.
Let's just go and learn how to work on guns for a weekend.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's a well-recognized phenomenon within the shooting industry that getting more women involved is the key to growing the industry, because that then leads to the kids in the household.
Right.
That allows the spouses to have more time on the range. It's a benefit
right.
for everybody. Obviously, you're seeing that.
Absolutely. You know, when we get the women to come into the range, they're, you know, maybe they've been dropped into a class and they come one time because their husband really wanted them to, and it was something they, you know, were fulfilling an obligation. But if they fall in love with it and they choose to keep coming back on their own time and investing their time and their consumer dollars, then it really makes a difference in the household. And, you know, how they're getting their children involved in the shooting sports and how they actually care for themselves, that, you know, they're taking more personal responsibility of their own personal safety and actually finding a hobby or a sport that they didn't know that was available to them. So it's really exciting to see that part. And, you know, the whole women's movement with gear and equipment and, you know, it, we've seen so much more offered to us, but now it's really just keeping them involved, engaged, and staying with, you know, all that gear that they've brought or that training that they've had, and seeing them move on to the next thing, which is, could be anything for them.
You bet. Empowering women. That's
Absolutely.
The deal. A girl and a gun. Thank you, Juliana. That was fantastic.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
That's another edition in the can.